भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्येत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्टकी। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto the Nandanandishi, the supremest human being, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam is Canto 8, Chapter 10, and verse 41. The battle between the demigods and the demons. So please repeat. बलि महाराज बलि महा इंद्रम द किंग ऑफ हेवन दशाभि विथ टेन त्रिभि विथ थ्री ऐरावतम ऐरावत carrying Indra, Sarai by arrows, Chaturabhi by four arrows, Chaturaha the four, Vahan mounted soldiers, Akena by one. Aroham, the drivers of the elephants. Achayat, attacked. Balir Mahandaram Dasabis. Trivir Eravatam Sarai. Chaturabhi Chaturo Vahan Ekana Rogham Archiyat. Mataji's Translation, please repeat. Maharaja Bali then attacked Indra with 10 arrows and attacked Airavata, Indra's carrier elephant, with 3 arrows. With 4 arrows, he attacked the 4 horsemen, guarding Airavata's legs. And with 1 arrow, he attacked the driver of the elephant. Purported by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. The word Vahan refers to the soldiers on horseback who protected the legs of the carrier elephants. According to the system of military arrangement, the legs of the elephants bearing the commander were also protected. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesh Shunyavadi Paschata Desatar. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome. This Lord's creation, this material creation, is very mysterious. Demigods, they create them, and they control the material creation. But they have their opponents, demons. There is always fight between the demigods and the demons. This chapter is about that. Here in this, Bali Maharaj has attacked Indra, his Airavata elephant, his soldiers. So, why these demons are there? They are also creation of the God. This material world is a place of dualities, good and bad. If bad were not there, then how one can know that he is a good person? Devotees and demons, you know. Lord has created this material world like that. This material world where we are living, we are all criminals, Srila Prabhupada has explained. In different degrees, we are all criminals. That's why we are put here in this material world. And the demigods post, they can also fall down. One, you can also become the Indra, the king of heaven. But that's not very big thing. The big thing is to become a pure devotee of Krishna. There was one saint, and a row of ants, so many ants were going. And the saint was of very high order, and he was watching that row. Somebody inquired, "My dear saint, why are you watching this, you know, ants row? They are walking, they are going." He laughed. "Then you see these ants? Once they were at the post of Indra. Now they have become ants." To become demigods, like other religions, like Christianity or Islam, they have no information of the spiritual world. They have information of heaven and hell. But they have no information of the Vaikuntha Loka, Vaikuntha planet. And in general, people are desirous. I met one woman in Africa. She was a Sindhi woman. And she said, Oh, my neighbor, she's so rich lady, she drive in a Mercedes car, this and that. I also want to become rich in my next life. She's thinking of coming. What is there? You know, this is actually our disease. This disease to become rich, to enjoy the senses, to have a big car or big bungalow, big this, big that. This is all temporary. Everything of this material world is of temporary nature. As long as we stay demoniac, we don't become devotees, we will be after temporary things. Our acharyas, our predecessor acharyas, they're guiding us like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Such a great Vaishnava. He's born in such a rich family, but no interest in material enjoyment. He was married to a girl. She was just like a damsel of heaven. Very beautiful. But he has no attraction. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written one book, Mana Shiksha. Anybody of you have gone through this book? In this book, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is writing. He's Mana Shiksha. He's giving teaching to his own mind. He's saying, my mind, you are free from sense enjoyment. You are free from sex life. But are you free from love and pratishtha? Are you free from what you call false prestige and material gain? He's addressing to his own mind. It's very, very difficult to give up what you call love and pratishtha. Oh, I should be honored all over. Everybody should bow down before me. This is also material. Pure devotee means, it's explained by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Anna vilashata shunnam. Material desire, shunnam means zero. No more material desire. And sometimes we become, like to become very knowledgeable. Some people have seen, you know. I have one devotee, he retired as a chief engineer. So he was okay before. Now he has studied all the Puranas and everything. Once I happened to meet him, he said, I have read all the Puranas. Now he's thinking he has reached the top, you know. He's gone back home, back to Godhead. He has become egoistic. And you know, our disease is very easy to become egoistic. It's very easy to get influenced by these modes of material nature. That's why Lord Sri Krishna has advised in Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, through Arjun to all of us. Nistre Guniya Baba Arjuna. Arjun, you transcend these three modes of material nature. Demons means they're under the control of three modes of this material nature. When the sea was churned by the demigods and the demons, and Lord Dhanvantri appeared with the Amrit pot, Amrit Kalish. Now all the demons wanted to drink this, you know, Amrit. And they started fighting with each other. This is the demonic nature. And then the demigods, they approached the Lord that if they will drink the Amrit, and if, then there will be no religion, everything will be ruined. Then they will become eternal. So then, Lord knew the disease of these demons. And anyone, doesn't matter who he may be, me, you, he, she, if we are attracted to fear sex, it means we have demonic quality. We haven't become devotee. We are trying. But it's not yet, we have reached somewhere. Like once two devotees were fighting. One mentioned to other while he, not fist fighting, but speaking, you know, shouting on each other. And Prabhupada overheard that. And his divine grace immediately came on the scene. And one was saying to other, you cannot offend a Vaishnava. It means he's claiming that I am Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, you are Vaishnava? You think you are Vaishnava? Or to be Vaishnava is very rare. To become a Vaishnava is very, very dear. Without becoming Vaishnava, there is no other way out. But to become a Vaishnava is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. So when they were fighting, so Lord was approached by the demigods. Immediately Lord assumed the beautiful form of a woman. Demon means they are attracted towards the woman. And who can be more beautiful than the Lord? Mohini Murti. Lord assumed this Mohini form and they are fighting me. I want to drink, I want to drink. So Lord came, why are you fighting? Oh, when they saw the beautiful form of Lord, they were all allured by that form of the Lord. Now they forget about drinking the Amrit. Lord said, I will distribute you. Give this to me. And they handed over to the Lord. And Lord, he is expert in everything. He gave the Amrit nectar to the demigods and gave water to the demons. But there was one demon in the guise of demigods. His name was Rahu. He sat in the line of demigods. And Lord gave him also. There's one thing here to understand. Why Lord? He didn't know that he is a demon in the guise of a demigod. He knew. But then why he gave him the nectar? It's called Pangad Ved. When somebody is distributing, he should distribute equal to everyone. Not he is my friend, I give him more. I don't like him. I won't give him or give him little. No, Lord gave him. But then, sun god and moon god, they were sitting in the between. He was, and they pointed out to the Lord, he is a demon. The Lord released his chakra. And they, from one, they became two, Rahu and Ketu. Even still today, they bother sun god and moon god. They take the revenge. This is the demonic nature. So, demons and devotees, those who are devotees, they will like the devotees. This we should understand. Our Gurudev was opposed by his own god brothers. What wrong he was doing? He was following his spiritual master, which they couldn't. When he tried and he became successful, nobody helped him. Everybody opposed him. Manshila Prabhupada wrote a letter from New York. Now I am here. You please send some money. Send some devotees. Our Gurudev wanted to have a center in the West. We can have a first Radha Krishna temple here in New York. Nobody even replied him. Now, when Prabhupada is successful, now they are coming to take advantage. Yeah, they are coming to take advantage and even reinitiating Prabhupada's disciples. What is this, you know? This is not good. So, we have to become devotees. And those who are after sense enjoyment, they are demons, the qualities of demons. There is not much to discuss in this purport. Those who are after sense enjoyment, those who want to gratify their senses, doesn't matter they are in India, they are in America, they are in Russia, they are in Japan, doesn't matter where they are demons. They are heading towards the hellish condition of life. Because we are not supposed to enjoy our senses. We are not the enjoyer. Enjoyer is only Krishna. Ekala Ishwara Krishna or Sabhavratya. Controller is Krishna and everyone is being controlled by him. But we are Krishna's part and parcel. So we are minute part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna has given us minute independence. And we misuse that. That's why we are here. And if we are not trying to become devotee, then I am developing demonic quality. I want to enjoy. I want to sleep more. I want to eat more. I like to associate with women. This is the demoniac nature. So, Lord has mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Asuri Joni Ma Panna Mura Janmani Janmani. Those who are of demonic nature, I gave them the, again and again, they born in the low birth, in the demonic birth. Asuri Joni. They become demon life after life. I put them in a demoniac, what you call, species. So, message is, message of Bhagavatam is, what is the message of Bhagavatam? Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye. This is the duty of all the jivas, all the living entities all over the world. Doesn't matter whether they are white or black or brown or Hindu, Muslim, Christian. Doesn't matter. Because soul is neither white, nor black, nor brown, nor man, nor woman, nor Hindu, Muslim. Soul is a part and parcel of super soul. Doesn't matter which kind of body soul has assumed according to his karma. So Bhagavatam is saying, Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje. Adhokshaje is the name of Krishna who is beyond our sense perception. We can't perceive the Lord with our blunt materialistic senses. You know, Duryodhan was another demon. He was troubling the devotees, Pandavas. Pandavas, they didn't want to fight with Lord. Instructed them, no, you must fight with the demons. If you won't fight, you will be implicated. In one point, Arjun said, my Lord, how I can fight with my grandfather Bhishma and my guru Dronacharya? I have played in the lap of grandfather Bhishma and he is my worshipable guru. I learned all the art from him, military art. So then what Lord said? Lord didn't say, oh no, you are right, Arjuna, I made mistake. No, Lord never makes mistake. We make mistake. You remember when your wife Draupadi was being disrobed by the sons of Dhritarashtra? They were both sitting there. They didn't say anything. Negligence of duty. Negligence of duty should not be there in anybody's part. If somebody is doing some injustice with someone, if I can do something, I must do. I should not just show my back and go away. No. Tomorrow I can be in trouble also. And somebody can show back towards me also. And then who can? So, we have to understand these things. Very, very important. We have to head towards devotion. And as I say, I will repeat. All over the world, people are, you know, deprived of this devotion. Nobody know about devotion. They only know how to eat, drink and be merry. Doesn't matter where they are. In India, in America and in European country, they want to eat, drink and be merry. When there is no devotion, then person with sense enjoyment, too much sense enjoyment makes him crazy. He can't understand the things as they are. Demonic person spoils his fine brain tissue in his brain. His demonic nature spoils all the fine brain tissue and he cannot understand. As it is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada, those who are butchers, those who kill the animals, they can't understand this science. Because they are merciless people. They are butchering the innocent animals for the palate of their tongue. They can't understand about bhakti, they can't understand about Krishna. But those who are not butchers, if they try, even butchers, they come to their senses. Actually, by the Prabhupada's mercy, I have seen. I think I met him in Hawaii. This one devotee, he visited us in India also. And what he was before? He was a butcher. There was one devotee, initiated by Prabhupada, he was a butcher from England. But he was a very nice person. No? And another in America, he was also a butcher. Even a butcher can become devotee. But it's very rare. It's there, but very rare. But those who are of demonic nature, doesn't matter what kind of birth they have, if they take to devotion, and this time when Lord Gauranga has appeared, Lord Nityananda Bidis, associate Advaita Achari Gadadhar Srivastavakar, this beautiful parampara, Chad Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, even if the demons, like, you know, these Jigai and Madai example is very vivid example. They were so low class, so fallen, and by the mercy of Nityanand first, and then Gaurang, they became the pure devotee. Opportunity is there for everyone. But the duty of all the jivas all over the world. Save pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye. They should serve. Bhakti means service to the Supreme Lord, who is beyond our blunt materialistic sense perception. And what kind of service should be there? What kind of bhakti should be there to the Supreme Lord? Save pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye ahoituki apratiyata yayatma suprasiddhati. One should serve the Lord but not expect anything in a return. If he expect anything in return, he will get that. Lord can give you anything. He is the owner, controller and enjoyer of everything. But you won't have mukti. You won't have love of Krishna. You get some material things. But material things are going to end with this material body. But if you have devotion to Sri Krishna, then your life can only be successful. Whole world, no devotion. Everybody is trying to enjoy the senses. When there is no devotion to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, then only commotion problem. No devotion, first no emotion, no bhava, no emotion. When there is no bhava, we can't recognize if I am filled with very demoniac nature, demoniac emotion, demoniac bhava. And if a devotee will come to me, I won't be able to recognize him. I will misbehave with him, just like Duryodhan was doing with the Pandavas. They were all wonderful Vaishnavas, and he was trying to bother them like anything. And they never complained. They never complained to Krishna that you have appeared, you are the Supreme Personality of God. They knew. Mother Kunti knew, Pandavas knew, Draupadi knew, even Bhishma Pitama knew. But why we are suffering? They never complain. Prabhupada mentioned in one lecture, Prabhupada addressed this. Devotees, if they are put into difficulties, they tolerate. Only when there is no devotion, no emotion, only commotion. Problems. And see this rascal, Duryodhana is fighting with the devotees. They don't want to fight, but Krishna is telling, why you have to fight? Why you have to kill these demons? They fight between dharma and adharma. Righteousness and demonic nature. Kauravas were demonic, they are brothers. Cousins. And Pandavas are the devotees. They fight. Devotees don't want to fight. But Lord explaining through Bhagavad Gita, that if we see something wrong, we must rectify. We must rectify. When Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitama didn't rectify, didn't stop the sons of Dhritarashtra being they were disrobing the mother Draupadi. So Krishna has mentioned the negligence of duty. They both died, and Bhishma Pitama was so great. So he was one of the Mahajan, but bad association. Bad association is not good. And he has to lie on the bed of the arrows and die. And Dronacharya was also killed. Actually, they were all killed by Krishna. Fight between the demons and the devotees, demigods and demons. Bhimsen, Pandava's one brother, second, Yudhishthira, Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev. He happened to marry one, Demonas, Rakshasi, Hedimba. He married her. So there's a big story behind. Married her, then, but she married to a devotee, no, she also became a devotee. And her son was Ghatotkach. Ghatotkach's son was barbaric. And grandmother always liked the grandson. grandchildren like the grandpa and grandma. They like. So, grandma, grandmother, Hadimba was training Barbary that we should become devotee, we should serve Krishna without any motivation, and then one get liberation. So this this Barbary, who was very young, little boy, from her young age, grandmother Hadimba was training him. So he inquired, mother, grandma, dadima, you said mukti. What is the mukti? How one can attain? She explained. Then he said, mother, it's very difficult. One has to go to change so many different bodies to take liberation. There's no other way to easily attain that mukti, liberation. Then she said, if one is killed by Krishna, he also attained mukti. He said, then this is easiest way. I will like to be killed by Krishna. So then she said, why Krishna will kill you? He won't kill like that to you. He said, no, I will attain so much power, then I will force Krishna to kill me. And actually, Barbary performed great austerity. There's great lesson to learn here in this story. He performed great austerity and so many powers came to him. Very powerful. He became really very powerful. Now this war was declared between Kauravas and Pandavas. And he rode on his chariot. Now he's going to participate. Lord Sri Krishna knows everything. He assumed a form of a Brahman. And he came near to the Barbary. He said, Barbary, oh, my dear Brahman Dev, how you know my name? Who you are? So then, Lord in the form of Brahman replied, said, I am a Prohit. I am a priest of the Pandavas. So, Barbary, where are you going? There is going to fight between Kauravas and Pandavas. And whoever will be loser, I will help him. Lord saying that even if the dharma is not with him, that I don't know. One who will be weaker, I will help him. But where is your army? You have no army. You have 3 arrows in your, what do you call it? Quiver. 3 arrows only. So I only need 1 arrow. Barbary is saying, I have this much power. I can kill with 1 arrow the whole army of Pandavas. Is it? So you don't believe? He said, yes. How you can do this? Okay, I will show you, Brahman Devta. He got off his chariot. There was very big tree. Big tree has so many leaves. And he asked Krishna in the form of Brahman, you see this tree? So many leaves. Yes, how many leaves? You can't count. With 1 arrow, I will make a hole in all the leaves of this tree. Is it? The Lord took 1 leaf in his hand, 1 leaf underneath his foot. And he shot the arrow. Within few minutes, the whole tree, the leaves were full of holes, you know. He said, I only need 1 arrow, I will kill everyone. Pandavas and their army I can kill with 1 arrow. He has this much power. So the Lord in the form of a Brahman is saying, even if the dharma is not with them, I don't know this dharma and the dharma. One who will be a weaker section, I will help them. So Lord said, Barbary, I won't let you do this. Brahman, you have no, what you call, you have no weapon with you. You think you can stop me? Nobody can stop me. Just see, right now, from here, I'm going to shoot an arrow and kill all the Pandavas. And he could have done that. He was very, very powerful. So then what happened? That immediately Krishna assumed his real form. He shouted at him, but he didn't listen. His chakra came on his finger and released the chakra and cut off his head. Barbaric head was cut off. Now he's laughing, smiling. The Lord said, Barbaric, you are going to side with the party who is not a devotee, those dharma is not with them, that's why I kill you. He said, My Lord, I wanted this. I wanted to be killed by you. I knew that you have come in the form of a Brahman. And I did purposely. So Lord became very pleased. He says, Lord, my one. Then he asked the question, Lord, I am delivered now. You have killed me. His head is speaking. God is lying on ground. Lord smiled. Lord Krishna smiled. He said, I have another desire. Before I go to your abode, Lord said, what's your desire? I want to see this fight between dharma and adharma. Dharma was with the side of Pandavas, adharma with the side of Kauravas. Alright? So as long as this fight will go on, you will see the fight. And his head was sitting on one tree and his fight. And Krishna gave him special eyes. Dibhachakshu dadami him. He gave the special eyes to see Barbaric. Because Lord became pleased with him. Now when this fight was going on, fight is finished. Now Lord Krishna invited Pandavas. They were victorious. Let's go and see the Barbaric. Barbaric came. And he's laughing. Then Nakul inquired, why you are laughing? What is there to laugh? Then Mother Draupadi said, can you tell what you saw? Who was very big hero in this fight? Again he started laughing. Then Arjuna also inquired, why you are laughing? Why don't you see anything? He said, what I have seen, that Krishna Chakra was fighting from the sides of Pandavas. When Arjun shot the arrow to Bhishma Patama, when Bhishma Patama fell off, that time was the Chakra made him fell off. When Arjun killed Karna, he was killed by Krishna's Chakra. Actually, when he said, before he said, Lord Krishna stopped him. He said, Barbaric, don't say anything further. Lord wanted to keep it in confidence, a secret. Then he said, my Lord, if I won't speak the truth, then it is not speaking truth is also just like a speaking lie. Then Lord kept quiet and told, Krishna was fighting. There was no hero this side. Krishna was fighting from the side of the Pandavas. Devotee's point here is, actually Krishna does everything. But if one becomes devotee, then Krishna make instrument his devotee in his, transcendental business. Just like one person asked the question to Srila Prabhupada in South India, that you are saying Lord Chaitanya was Krishna himself, but he didn't preach all over the world. You preach all over the world. So this person indirectly was saying that you are greater than Krishna, greater than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the reply of Lord? What was the reply of Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada said, actually this movement was spread by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. But Lord made me instrumental because he wanted to give me the credit. Actually Krishna does everything. He fought on the side of Pandavas, which Barbaric revealed this confidence. Nobody, even Pandavas didn't know. They're thinking that we are fighting. It was Krishna. Big warriors were slain by Krishna's chakra. So only thing, sum and substance is, we should head towards pure devotion. We should all, and good opportunity, golden opportunity is given, to the people of the whole world. There's no discrimination. Just like when Lord was giving the nectar, he gave to the Rahu also. No discrimination. People all over the world are becoming demonic. In India also people are becoming very demoniac. But through Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, they are both, they are same, no difference. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya, they have given the golden opportunity to the whole world, and whole world can become devotees and live peacefully, and after leaving this body, return back home, back to Godhead, where life is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful. This is the message of Bhagavatam. Otherwise, the big trouble is waiting for us. And Srila Prabhupada, I have seen, Srila Prabhupada didn't want anyone to suffer. He was such a noble soul, such a great soul. I have seen him personally. I have felt him. I have associated with him by his mercy. He was concerned about everybody. He was concerned about all the jivas all over the world. For him, there was no question of white, black, brown. And this is the qualification of pure devotees. And we all have to head towards pure devotion so that our heart becomes cleansed and we can understand the things as they are. Otherwise, I am already demon, I have already demonic quality. But if I like, I can get rid of my demonic quality by accepting this devotion. And then there will be emotion, and there will be no commotion, and then there will be a promotion to the spiritual world. Life will be successful. Thank you very much. I'm very much afraid of time factor here, you know. When you sing little more, and in charge will look you with the side. You're 2 minutes late singing. So, 5 minutes before I decided to finish the lecture, you know. We are 5 minutes before 8:30. Naturally, devotees, Srila Prabhupada was also very concerned about that time whenever he gave the lecture. But Lord Chaitanya's time, there was Vikrishwar Pandit. You know, for 3 days and 3 nights he was dancing, Lord was singing. 3 days and three non-stop. If anybody could have been, you could have been there, you could have ran away. Boy, I can't stay for so long, you know. It's 3 days and three nights. 72 hours. So, in the beginning it's like that. But we have to become so much engrossed in devotional service that we forget time factor. What is that time? Lord Garanga, he is so much into devotion, into this Radha Bhav, that all the time, you know. Thinking of Krishna. Devotees were in, you know, all the time worried where our Lord has gone, but Lord is sometimes jumping to the sea, thinking is this, you know, river Yamuna, you know. All that emotion is so great. That Radha Bhav nobody can have, but glimpse of Bhav we all can have. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and predecessor Acharyas, 6 Goswamis and Gaur Nithai Panchatattva. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question? Yes, Mataji. You can speak, you know, it will spend. Uh-huh.
Establish a Brahminical culture.
Yeah.
And to teach the world by example.
Teach?
To teach the world by example. The devotees we're supposed to teach through our example.
Teach that?
Through the way we behave, we teach also.
Example, but the word before example. Teach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
So I was wondering, you know, what's the consequences if within our movement we have, you know, things going on, like for instance, you know, cooks or pujaris keeping dogs or cats in their houses. How will that affect our preaching mission? How will that affect the yatra?
Prabhupada will never like that. Prabhupada never like cats and dogs. he said, you know, I noticed him in Mayapur. If any dog comes to the property, Prabhupada from his quarter upstairs, shout, "Hey, kick him, hey, kick him out, kick him out." You know, in the scripture it is mentioned, 4 animals. Cat, dog, 4 creatures, lizard, and the ass. They are untouchable. If you touch them, you have to pay. They don't have a good birth. So, Prabhupada mentioning, you know, some, we should not lower down the standard. We should not try to adjust things according to my, you know, thinking. My thinking is clouded. My thinking is not pure. But Prabhupada's thinking is pure. And whatever he is saying, we should follow blindly. Not try to adjust according to my whims. That's not proper. There was one Mataji in Seattle, and she wanted to be initiated, but she had a cat. I said, you should not keep this cat. You should not have this cat. She won't listen. I said, I can't initiate you. So then another, my god brother came and initiated her, and he is no more. The god brother, we don't know where he's gone now. There was one Mataji in Holland. She also wanted to be initiated, but she had a dog. I said, you should not keep the dog. She said, no, I can't give up. So then I can't initiate you. It's against Prabhupada's principle. Then another, my god brother came and initiated her, you know. So standard is lowering down. See how strict Prabhupada was. He even didn't compromise with the tea and coffee. Eh? No tea, no coffee. Onion, garlic. You know, things are very easy, but we should not make so easy that whatever I think is right, you know. No, that's not proper. But a Prabhupada is advising, let us follow that. Take little trouble. I may feel little difficult following Srila Prabhupada's commandments, but then I can avoid a big trouble in the future. Don't lower the standard. Prabhupada never like this. Never like this. Prabhupada wants us to become a devotee because he is our well-wisher. See what he gave? Do you think we were fit to be a devotee? No. This is a gift of a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava. When devotee gives something, Krishna won't deny, you know. He is well-wisher of everyone. He will write, you are our well-wisher. He doesn't write only, but he is actually our well-wisher. He is the well-wisher of the whole world. Without any doubt. So keeping cat and then doing that deity worship, I feel, frankly, it's not proper. It's not good. If that cat, one who has a cat, is doing this, I humbly request, please give cat to someone. Don't keep cat with you. Yes, mother. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you for a very nice class.
Thank you.
Great inspiration. I have a question. You told about how we should not turning our backs to anybody.
Yeah, when some in difficulty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON that single women and mothers with their kids could take a shelter. My question is, there have been many situations when single mothers or just single women, they're turned away. And
yeah.
I just want to understand, we are preaching this mercifulness. When the person is really in need, I want to understand why we turn these people away.
They won't turn away. I don't know the mother's situation. What is the situation you are talking about? But in our ashram, I decided first not to keep any woman. Then what happened? There was one disciple. And he died untimely. And his wife has no shelter now. She has two daughters, one son. Then time, place, circumstances, keeping in mind, she's staying in the ashram. Maybe you can say more than 20 years now, 25 years. His daughters are married now. Son is also grown up. So keeping time, place, circumstances, shelter should be given. Mercifulness, as you mentioned. So I am talking about my, but I don't know the situation, what situation you are talking about. I don't know the, there can be mistake, other side also. You know, if one wants to stay in the shelter, they should also behave themselves. They should be devotee. They should be aspired to be a devotee and act like a devotee. Difficulties can be both sides. Not that only one side is wrong and other side is right and other side is wrong and other side is wrong. No. It depends. You understand? And Prabhupada wanted to give shelter, you know. I remember in 1975 when I was Srila Prabhupada's servant in Bombay. So letter came from Garg Muni from here, from US. He wrote, Prabhupada, why we should keep women in the ashram? They are simply trouble. He wrote a letter and I was there. And Brahmananda, his brother, was there. And his letter was there. And he was saying, Prabhupada, we should kick out the women from the ashram. Prabhupada said, no, I can't do this. They are also souls. They also have a right to become Krishna conscious. Well, how I can kick them out of the temple? No. So Prabhupada gave shelter. But still, both sides should behave. Women should also not only expect, you know, our conditioned souls, one trouble is, we have too much expectation. You understand? When expectation is not fulfilled, it turns into frustration. Nobody should expect from anyone. And both sides should behave. Women should be given shelter, mercifulness, we are preaching. Not that women should only have the mercifulness, but they don't behave themselves. That is not proper. I think you will agree. That is very important. You got the answer of your question? Oh, you know, wherever I can act, I am a small fry, you know. Very, very small. I am trying to do in my humble way, wherever it is possible. And if that Mataji has some difficulty and she wants to behave nicely, she is invited to India, come and stay. Free boarding, free lodging. Prabhupada is providing. You know. We won't charge anything. Or you can adjust here. See, you know, what is the difficulty and talk to the authorities. Thank you. Any other question? Can we take one more question? Today is Ekadashi, you know, no eating. Yes, Gaur Shakti. Oh, the question. there is a question from India. How one can become pure devotee? Let me say Tata to India. Bye bye, you know. Okay, those who are watching in India, this in internet, become a pure devotee. I explain, no more material desire. Anna vilashata shunnam. Philosophical speculation. Gyan karmadi anavratam. And anukullena krishnanu. Perform a favorable devotional service which is pleasing to Krishna. Just like Arjun fought. He didn't fought for himself. He didn't want to fight because it's a family fight. But Krishna wanted him to fight. He fought. That was also devotion. To become a pure devotee means we don't desire, though we have so many desires, but we try to ignore our material desire. Our desire should be only how I can please Krishna. How I can serve Krishna more and more. How Krishna can be pleased. How Krishna can be pleased. It is explained in the, you know, Nectar of Devotion, in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavatam, Lord is explaining this. So to become pure devotee means no material desire. Simple, Srila Rupa Goswami's formula, material desire must be zero. No more material desire. Though I am full of material desire, but I should understand, these material desires are going to bring me back to this material world, which is very miserable, and which is very, very troublesome. It's not a good place. Srila Prabhupada said about this material world, this material world is not a place for a gentleman to live. Anyone who wants to be a gentleman, this material world is not a place for him. So then, where is the place for him? He should become a pure devotee and live with Krishna in the Gaulok Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Loka. And there's no fighting, no politics, No nonsense, no backbiting, no leg pulling, nothing is there. Everybody happily serving Krishna. They are all enjoying, all the time dancing, singing and dancing. Spiritual world is full of varieties and wonderful things. Hare Krishna. Internet listeners, thank you very much. Can I take another question? Yes.
Thank you for the nice class, Maharaj.
Thank you.
And
thank you for playing nice Mardanga.
Thank you. It's your blessings.
Hare Krishna.
Earlier you mentioned about the Paramatmas. About the Paramatmas have no genders. They're not female.
Paramatma?
They don't have any genders.
Who?
Paramatmas. You said
I didn't say Paramatma.
The
no.
Super souls.
No, you didn't listen.
No, you said that neither we are female or male.
It's not Paramatma. We. I talk about us, not Paramatma.
Okay, the super soul.
Super soul.
Okay.
Mistake.
So, what I'm saying is, we all know that Krishna, I mean, as a super, Paramatma, he's like the, you know, Parama Purusha, right?
Yes. So he's the only male. He's the only male. Krishna is the only male.
He's the only male, right.
Krishna is the only enjoyer. You are, me, he, we are all to be enjoyed by Krishna. We are all females. Krishna is the only male.
So then your answer is that we are, the rest of the souls are in the category of the female gender.
Yes.
Then
it is in the scripture.
Because earlier you mentioned neither we are female or male.
Huh?
Because you mentioned neither we are male or female. We don't have any gender. I was just a little confused.
No, I didn't
about
say
that.
This.
Yes, you said that.
This you created your own confusion.
Anyways, that's the fact. But
yes, yes. It's
the
confusion
other point.
Of your mind. You can create. Krishna is a male. Actually, it's mentioned Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha is a male. Krishna is the only Purusha. Prakriti is female. Krishna created us for his enjoyment. But we wanted to enjoy independent of him. That's why we have this temporary body. But you can't enjoy independent of him. You will suffer. We will suffer. So if we become devotee of Krishna, means we are trying to please Krishna. I don't want to please myself. Devotee means he wants to please Krishna. Then he will join with Krishna. As long as I am of this consciousness, this male body is so-called male. Who can enjoy? Who is enjoyer here? Nobody. They are suffering. They are suffering more and more. Only enjoyer is Krishna. And me, you, he, she, we are to be enjoyed by Krishna. You understand? Yes.
The other point is about, you said how Prabhupada didn't want the different creatures like dogs and cats.
Prabhupada?
Prabhupada did not want dogs, cats, horse, the ass, and what, the lizard, you said?
Yeah.
But at the same point, same time, we are also taught that a devotee of Lord sees every living entity equally.
Are you greater than Prabhupada?
No.
So that is what
but
Prabhupada
that is
said.
The question.
So why are you questioning Prabhupada? I saw him with my own eyes in Mayapur. He won't let dogs come.
Maharaj, this is just a question.
Listen. They eat the dead bodies. Prabhupada kick them out of the properties. And actually when devotee is shouting on the dog, he is showing his mercy to the dog also. Dog will also be benefited. Means it's in the scripture that these living entities are untouchable. Snake is there. Go and love the snake. You will like to love a snake.
No, we should respect.
You will love. You like to love a tiger. His soul is there in the tiger's body. Soul is there in the snake body. No, you have to you have respect to all the living entities, but not, you know. Prabhupada, Madhya Prabhupada said we should follow that.
Yeah.
We should not question what Prabhupada has said. We are not able to understand with our tiny brain. Hare Krishna.
The conclusion of the understanding is that we should respect the animals, but not keep them with
not close with them, yes. We can feed the dog outside, not like keep him in the house or sleep with the dog and eat with the dog. No.
I just wanted to ask this question so people who are, you know, not knowing this knowledge, then they may be.
No, they have this knowledge. They have this knowledge, but sometimes, you know, they don't want to follow. They have this knowledge. I remember in Rath Yatra here in LA, I think LA somewhere else, Rath Yatra, one woman, she has a dog. Say, you guys don't like dog? I love my dog. He was feeding the dog and then eating and feeding the dog. She's showing this is the great next life, she will become a dog, you know. Then it will be very difficult for her, you know. But she don't understand now what can be done. But all the living entities should be respected, but you should keep them away. They are untouchable. You understand? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Thank you! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Jaya Sri Krishna! Chaitanya! Prabhu Nityananda! Shri Advaita! Gadadhar! Shri Vasadi! Gaura Bhakta Brinda Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shremate Bhakti Vedant Swami Itinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesh, Shunyavadi, Paschata Desh, Tarane. Spreading holy name all over the world, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitaya Panchatattva ki, Sri Sri Most Beautiful Rukmani Dwarka Dhisha ki, Most Beautiful Sri Jagannath Valdev Subhadra Mata ki, all glories to Sambal devotees. All glories to Sambal devotees. All glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, thank you. Oh my God. Huh? I am my book.